evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new edition of Flesh Wound Features Presents Squared Circle Society, sponsored by UEW. Didn't screw that up at all. Thank you, Todd.
Way to
self
go!
High five. There you go. Didn't screw it up. I started doing it on purpose. It was like, you know, ECW guys that would botch on purpose just to get a crowd reaction. So, decided I wasn't doing that. I'm not going to upset you today, Todd.
Okay.
There you go. Just saying. I didn't even give you a nickname, Todd. I just went right into the show. How are you doing this evening, gentlemen?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Best show on TV this week was 205 Live, so I always like rubbing that Todd's face.
Whoa. The best show on TV this week was Mindhunter, so you could shut your fucking mouth.
Wrestling show, Todd.
You didn't say
wrestling
that. You did
show.
Not say that. I'm just correcting you.
It
Wait,
was still
are you,
up
are
there.
You talking about wrestling show or gymnastic spectacle?
Fuck yeah, Ozzy for the win.
Ozzy
right.
just turned heel.
I know. I'm shocked Ozzy had my back.
Well,
true, it's not always the case.
I know. He hates me.
Call me a tweener. I'm a tweener. I play by my own rules.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
that just got way less cool.
Ozzy Big Show. He just
fuck you,
back.
Todd.
Did we talk about Big Show last week? I feel like we didn't mention the sitcom, or did we?
I don't think we did.
That's going to be kind of interesting. I feel like I'm only going to watch the pilot, and I probably won't finish it, but...
You watch fucking Total Divas and Total Bellas. You're going to watch the whole thing.
No, I do not. I haven't watched that in like over a year, Todd.
Sure.
My niece does.
Okay.
My niece does. So do you.
No, I don't.
What are you talking
Wait a minute.
About,
Hold
Todd?
On a second. I have a question.
Okay.
Yes.
You just said you haven't watched Total Divas in over a year, implying that you had regularly watched it at one point?
I have indeed. It's the one wrestling-ish show that my niece watches, so I do watch it with my niece. She kind of lost interest, though.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to save the adventure jokes for Thursday, so I'll be nice.
God damn it, Todd. It is Thursday. What the hell is your problem, Todd?
Oh, okay, so do them now? Is that what you're telling me to do? Ozzy, plug your ears. All right, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to out Dan tonight.
Todd's been... hitting the bong, Todd. You're just
I don't
you're
do
not
drugs
quite there right now. Yeah, it lies. It's all just natural fuckery with you. But yeah. Anyways, so we've had a fairly eventful week in wrestling. Certainly, the big news, of course, is NXT moving to USA, not Fox Sports, which was initially rumored to go up now against, of course, AEW. Lots of different angles to this story. I feel like I'm both sad and excited at the same time. It's kind of a bipolar kind of reaction.
I was going to say, sounds like Dan on a weekend.
There you go.
Come on, that was hilarious.
I'm just going to no-sell you, Todd. I'm going to no-sell you just like Hogan style, Todd. I'm not going to – just going to stop responding to it. My hat,
all right,
my, whatever it is.
Then I'm going to treat you like Shawn Michaels. I'm cool with that.
There you go. You're going to 360 off of a joke.
I am totally going to do it. Doing it right now.
So where to start with this one? I guess just to kick it off, what do you think? Is this over? overall a good thing or overall a bad thing? I mean, what are your thoughts, yay or nay, I guess, to kick it off?
I'm a nay. I think it's going to force them to rush stuff where they've always taken their time, which I don't think is a good thing. But
yeah,
it's one of those things where I think it'll – as long as Vince McMahon stays out of the involvement, I think it'll be fine. It's just a matter of if he can keep his hands off it. But hopefully with the other announcement today, he'll be pretty occupied. Or the other day.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the good news is now Meltzer, as he tends to do, was fanning the flames that Vince and Kevin Dunn were essentially going to be taking over NXT and have creative control. More speculating, I guess. I shouldn't say he said it as a fact, but apparently that has been debunked. The word is that Triple H is still going to be in charge and that Vince and Dunn will not I hate to say will not have any say, because Vince could take the whole thing over anytime he wanted to. But
to
at least initially – yeah. Well,
he did that with Enzo.
Yeah, that is true. I think 205 Live is going to blend into –
back when it was good.
Maybe NXT. Oh, come on, Todd. That's what kind of killed it for a while. I mean, I don't dislike Enzo. Enzo was fine. He just shouldn't have been their champion. I don't have an issue with them. I mean, the guy.
I like that. What was his sidekick's name? He was pretty entertaining. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, Big Cass. Yeah.
No, I meant when he was on 205 Live. That Gulak kid.
Oh, yeah. Gulak's slaying it now.
Oh,
maybe,
is he still
maybe
around?
That's a return match. Fuck you, Todd.
I don't
watch
that
every week. Come on. He's a mat-based wrestler.
There's no Enzo, so I have no reason to watch.
I will no-sell it, Todd. Son of a bitch. It's terrible. One of the best workers in the entire company.
I know. Enzo was great.
All right. What's the last champion doing now, which we'll get into, pinning Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, future star. We'll get into that later. Ali, probably future Intercontinental Champion. So, yeah, 205 Live does accomplish some things, Todd. So, I want all the 205 Live guys to just come and win every title, every goddamn title, and then you're going to have to essentially watch it across three programs now. Poetic justice, Todd. All right, anyway.
I'm not above not watching it anymore, so I can very easily turn off the channel.
We have a podcast, Todd. No, you can't.
I don't have to talk about it. I can talk about straight up Steve Austin, which I don't know if you watched yet. I've enjoyed the two episodes.
Oh, you did? It's
yeah.
Nothing but him driving around with celebrities in a truck talking about chili. It sucks.
Yeah.
I only watched the first one, but it
sucks.
Oh,
you got to watch the second one. The one with Sal Volcano. You'll like that one. He marks out the whole time. It's hilarious.
Hold on, time out. I gotta point something out here.
Yes.
You say it's just him driving around talking about chili, but you only saw one episode?
Right, I know.
I mean,
yeah,
that's not a large enough sample size.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine you're eating pizza for the first time and somebody gives you a piece of a crust. And you're like, oh, I don't like pizza. It's just bread.
Damn. School of Ozzy.
One more. So you're saying it's not just about him driving around in chili recipes with Sal?
No, I haven't seen
any episodes. All I realized or all I caught was that you were saying it's just him driving around talking about chili, but you've only seen one episode, and maybe chili came up because, no joke, I don't know if you're familiar with Comedians in Car Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
I am.
All it is him just talking, like they're just having conversation, and maybe that's what they just wanted to do with Steve Austin. as I said, I haven't seen any episodes yet.
Well,
but I recently saw an episode of the Seinfeld show, and I'm thinking that maybe they're trying to do that with Austin.
Nah, they just hang out with Austin and like do different things. Like Sal got to, oh, it features a cameo from a TNA superstar, and Austin trains him to wrestle
really?
A little bit. Teaches him to bump a little. They drink some, go to Broken Skull, or they drink some of his beer. They do some keg bowling. They just hang out with Stone Cold. But
right,
it's great because Sal's a mark and he loves that shit, so he fangirls out a little bit. So that makes it even more entertaining.
Well, you sold me for one more episode. I'll pull it up and watch one more episode.
I can't guarantee any of the other ones are going to be good, but I know that one was.
I don't like his podcast either. That's another thing.
Yeah, well,
he's
he
really
just talks about hunting. Well, yeah, the first episode was Rob Riggle, who's kind of, like, similar to that. So, like, I doubt Gabriel Iglesias is going to talk about fucking hunting and shit with them. But there's a good shot they will talk about chili. So.
Well, there you go. Why? Because he's a fat guy, Todd. Come on.
Absolutely.
Rude.
Fat guys love chili.
Well, I'll give
like,
it another shot. You sold me.
Ozzy likes vegan chili.
Fuck you!
Enjoying the vegan veggie burger from the Carl's Jr.
And he likes Impossible Whoppers.
I can't remember. What is the Impossible
Whopper? It's a Beyond
Whopper.
Western cheeseburger. What?
What is the Impossible Whopper? I can't even remember.
That's the one with the meat-based patty. Impossible Burger and Beyond Burger are the patty that like looks and tastes like beef, but it's plant-based. I've actually had them, and they're pretty. It's hard to tell. My only thing was
veggie burgers aren't bad.
No, they're not. But I mean, if you want it to look, you should at least try once and be amazed.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I need to. But anyways, since now we're talking about burgers, we're doing exactly what I bitched about Austin about. So,
making fat guys talk about hamburgers and chili and hanging out on the ranch.
So they are giving them $50 million just for NXT to run it, run the show. I can't imagine. Do you think he's got to have so much on his plate, though? XFL, you know, Raw, SmackDown. I mean, I don't know how he's going to be involved in all of that. So do you think he'll stay away?
No, he'll be involved. There's no way he's not going to be involved.
Yeah.
I mean, to what extent? That's the question.
Well, and the big to me, the biggest question that will absolutely kill what NXT is, are they going to run in bigger arenas? Because to me,
that's
full sale style.
Yeah, that's how they ruined ECW, too, when they tried to run, when they weren't running in, like, the smaller buildings.
Yeah. It needs to be an intimate crowd, or I mean, that's just so much of what makes NXT work. I mean, and that, and of course, wrestling that's second to none right now. I don't know. House shows, they are starting to cut some of those down anyways. Maybe that won't be as big of an issue. I know a lot of people are concerned about the extra hour. That doesn't bother me too much, because at least it's more of something that
that does mean, because that means they're gonna have to burn through storylines faster, which means it's gonna be less developed going into their shows, which has always been their strong suit.
That's why I wonder, and I don't know if they do this. Is it possible it's 2 hours, but another hour would be dedicated maybe to the UK brand? I don't know if they would do that.
Well, I don't, that's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either. like I said, I'm both dreading it and excited. I just see the intimate feel. If they lose that, it's just another Raw/SmackDown. And it's just not going to work. It won't be. And what's developmental now? You know what I mean? Like, what is the developmental system? Because this NXT can't be called developmental anymore.
Yeah, it can. It still can.
Not really.
It develops stars to go into the main roster. It definitely is still developmental. It's just, it's not like it was.
I think it's similar to college football being played on Saturday and the NFL being played Sunday. I don't see much of a difference there.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Damn, what is Ozzy's problem today?
What? Can't I just, like, make some good points? Is that so uncharacteristic of me?
Yes, God. You're great. It's just that you're great with me too much.
No, I'm making good points, and you have to agree.
Oh, so
you
I'm making good points, and you're agreeing with me. Got it.
No. Fuck you, Todd.
There you go.
There, now
you gotta fuck you from both of us, Todd. I get it. The extra hour. There's plenty of talent right now in NXT. I mean, they have the roster to accommodate a second hour. And with AEW, they're going to just keep signing, anyways. But how does this affect call-ups now? Are we really pretty much now just in a territory system, basically? We've kind of gone back in time where people are going to just kind of jump throughout brands, even more main roster over to NXT like they've done with Breezango recently. Is the traditional call-ups dead now?
I don't know about dead. I think it's evolving, I think, is a better word.
I mean, 2-hour show you're filling, and, you know, you're going to need to hold on to your Velveteen Dreams and your, you know, Undisputed Eras, I would think. I mean, it's a good thing if somebody becomes stale on one brand. I don't think it's necessarily bad. I don't think you're going to be able to have the big post-Mania, you know, our top guys from NXT are coming over.
Well, that needs to go away anyway. That's been broken for a long time. Because it's like they do it just to do it, and it hasn't been effective in quite a while. Because look at the people that it happens with. Then they just get forgotten.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, Bobby Roode, of all people. I mean, somebody that on paper is a Vince guy all the way. And now, I mean, shit. The biggest thing he's done recently is beat No Way Jose on Raw. I think it was just because it was in Canada. My other fear is, like, I mean, what are we going to do when Vince thinks they need to beef up NXT and sends Randy Orton over?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be another situation where, like, everyone who they send from the main roster down there to be the champion, like, goes crazy, like Angle and Benoit at ECW.
I can see it.
God damn.
Come on.
Ozzy, what do you think?
What do I think? I'll tell you what I think. No, this is good. This is good. See, here's the thing. I think what's going to happen is they probably had a good response with the Evolve stream. So with them pushing NXT to USA, I think there's going to be more network specials that are going to be streaming indie shows that'll capture that market of the indie mark, because I'm sure they had to have seen a spike with that from these fans who hate the Raw SmackDown, but they'll still watch the WWE Network to catch these indie shows if they do streams like that.
Absolutely, I I almost wonder, because, I mean, they're going to get – I mean, they're just getting gutted right now with AEW now and WWE competing over talent. If we could see a deal maybe being made with the Ring of Honor, maybe even an Impact. I mean, they definitely – I know they just recently let Rhino go over there when he was still technically under contract. So there is a better than the past relationship there. And that could be very interesting. Because, again, Ring of Honor, I mean, I just don't see what they can do to compete right now. They're going to lose anybody. I know Jeff Cobb right now is rumored to be gone. It's just a question of where he's going. Yeah, I mean, I think WWE wants to be the home for all wrestling at some point. I think I honestly think in the next few years it might be in their minds to basically try and buy everyone or form a relationship with everyone. So it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be interesting. Todd, are you, should we sell out UEW on the network?
I think you should ask Ozzy. I think you should ask Ozzy that, the one who works for them.
But there you go. That's true. Well, I'm just saying, you're a fan. What do you want?
I don't want them on the network.
DC versus Cena.
Okay, I do kind of want to see that.
Yeah, you do, Todd. See? See, I just made you sell your soul. Until Cena goes over, though. That's the only problem. Then you'll die inside.
And then everybody riots.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Cena at the UEW arena? It'll be even worse with Front Row Mafia than, remember the guy at One Night Stand that wiped his ass with the shirt and threw it back at him?
I do remember.
I can only imagine. That would be awesome.
I agree.
No fantasy book.
No fantasy booking. You know better.
I can dream, Todd. I'm a dreamer, Todd. But, yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I think this is the only other – the other thing with this that to me is fascinating because USA is going to, you know, have a bigger audience than Fox Sports 1 or whatever it is would have had for them. From what I understand, what would happen if NXT keeps their momentum going? And again, they've been as close to perfect as you can get for the last several years. What would happen if they surpassed Raw and SmackDown in the ratings? I know it seems unlikely, but is it?
Well, I'll just say that's when Vince would take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he would. You're like, nope, we're done here.
But Vince likes money.
Yeah, but he also
would probably. I just based on history, he would probably bring in Big Show just to win the NXT title, and then it would be buried from there.
Yeah, it has to be his way, or it's not right.
That would be so horrible. I don't think it would be Big Show at this point. I think it would be Orton. It's Orton ruins everything now. He really does.
Oh, no, I just brought up Big Show because of him getting the title from Van Damme in the, quote, new ECW.
Yes. How surreal.
No, I was going to say, I remember how hard Dan popped when that happened. He was like, finally, a real ECW champion.
It still sticks in my craw that Ezekiel Jackson was the last
what
fucking
the fuck?
ECW
How
champion.
How old are you? Motherfucker said sticks in his craw. But
yeah.
He calls me old.
I'm in the South, Todd. I'm trying to.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. Things stick
okay.
in my craw, and I wear my winter hat.
I don't know.
Things
Dan's being
stick
an
in my craw, and I wear my winter hat.
Dan's being a weirdo.
fuck you, Todd.
Craw? Craw?
I guess. It's just an old-timey saying.
Old-timey?
I'm bringing it back, Todd.
Can you – wait. Can we pause? I want to talk about this. Because, I mean, like, you know, not the brightest bulb in the box indicates, you know, it makes sense because you pull out and you put all the bulbs up. Oh, that bulb's not bright. Okay, that makes sense. What is this whole – what? Stick in a craw? Like, y'all just –
I don't know what
it
means.
There?
Like
you,
something
you
getting caught
in. What do you mean
teeth?
You don't know what it means?
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know if you know, Dan, but there's books out there that have words, and next to those words, it explains what those words are. It's called a dictionary.
Let's Google it.
I'm not
it.
Sure if you heard of one, or if there is a Virginia edition.
I'm not in Virginia.
But your heart is.
Well, close enough. Where are you? Hey, listen, if anybody could say, oh, where are you from, and I say Chile, and they're like, oh, well, it's under the border, so it's all Mexico. I can
it is
get
all
a
Mexico.
Little back right here. Shut the fuck up, Todd.
What?
All right, here it is. Stick in one's throat or craw. Be difficult or impossible to accept. Be a source of continuing annoyance. Much like you, Todd.
But I don't think
yeah,
you got
there
my
you
point.
Go.
My point is that it's an old-ass fucking thing that no one your age should be saying.
Then I'm bringing you
that
back.
That is a
I'm
difficult
a
point to argue. That is difficult to argue on that.
Well, you know, Todd, I'm going to say it like every show now. I'm just going to work it in.
That's on you. You sound like the old guy. I don't care if you
were selling that one.
I'm just calling out the facts.
It's going to bother you now. And that gives me pleasure. But anyway, yes. I was going to say, since you brought up Big Show, I'll never forget just sitting with my jaw on the floor when I was watching ECW and it was fucking Big Show and Ric Flair with thumbtacks. That was probably the most surreal moment. Yet I didn't hate that match, to be honest, but yeah.
I'm fairly certain my brain blocked that out for a reason.
And you would probably
there were
right.
Oh, wow. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see what happens. Again, maybe that's not likely, but I don't see it being impossible. If they can keep the spirit of it up, I don't see any reason why they can't be competitive. And yeah, we'll see. I still tend to prefer the overall roster of NXT over AEW, so I'm kind of curious to see how that battle develops. But anyways. We also had some interesting news today. WWE is launching a podcast network with Endeavor Streaming, who apparently also do the Bella Twins podcast. Todd, I know you've got that on your
mind. Dan, I know you're our Bella Twins expert.
Is it? Wait a second. Is it really called Endeavor's Streaming?
Yes.
Endeavor Streaming,
of
yes.
Of all names it could be called. It's called Endeavor's Streaming. Are you
yes.
fucking
that
kidding
is...
me?
That is what it was called.
A
I actually,
bunch of fucking what the fuck?
I don't. I think that's just the company, though. I don't think it's going to be the name.
Oh no,
you
no,
know?
No.
Yeah,
I understand that, but you have to understand the irony there of them. Seeking new business with a company called Endeavors Streaming. It's,
there you go.
I mean, I,
future
for one,
endeavors.
Wish them the best of luck on their future endeavors.
There we go.
Who do you want to see a podcast out of right now under the WWE banner?
Matt Riddle.
I guess everybody's doing them.
Yeah.
That
would be hilarious.
Matt Riddle, first guest, Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Money.
bro. I mean,
I want it to be like an hour of them just going back and forth. I'm not your bro.
Only if Ozzy's there to moderate that one.
Yes. I. The only thing I want more is Jim Cornette and Vince Russo. I don't care who moderates it.
Oh, that would be man.
Debating their time together in the company. That would be some. I don't think it can happen now because of all the restraining orders and legal shit, but oh my God, that would be amazing. Just live. I would pay. I would pay $100 just to listen to that, like, uncensored, just those two in a room. Maybe it'd have to be behind glass or something, I don't know. But yeah, no. That's one thing that's lacking on the network. We haven't, I've kind of missed, I don't particularly like him, but I have missed the, you know, the Conrad Thompson podcast with the, I don't know why the name's escaping me at the moment. Bischoff wasn't on the network. Conrad Thompson and
Brother Love.
Fuck, Brother Love. Yeah, his real name was escaping me. I only saw Brother Love, and I couldn't think of Bruce Pritchard for some reason. Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
Close enough.
Senior moment. That's senior moment, Todd. That's why I talk about the craw.
Oh, it was stuck in your craw. We get it.
There you go. I kind of missed that. We haven't had it in a while. I mean, they haven't done any, like, big podcast interviews. So I don't know if this – I'm taking it this isn't network-related. I don't know. But I certainly hope that's something that we might get on the network to replace NXT. And there's no announcement on this, but is there a chance that they're still going to do essentially their Sunday Night Heat version of NXT on the network?
I don't see that happening.
Oh, maybe.
Hey,
I don't know.
What? I miss when Sunday Night Heat was actually important.
It was.
I was in the very first one when they taped it at the pond where they flashed the titties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. What was the main event?
What else happened
on
that episode,
one?
Todd?
That's all I remember.
Huh. All right.
What
that's
else happened?
You just remember boobs.
Do you remember Ozzy? I remember
I
a good episode.
What happened 30 minutes ago.
Oh, well, that's your prescriptions.
Well,
what I'd like back is Shotgun Saturday Night on the network.
I loved Shotgun Saturday Night.
That was gold. And that is, oh man, I would love to see it just like it was, same basic format. That would be really cool. But I'm sure we got to get new replacements, so we shall see. Are you guys happy about the XFL team announcements? Before the show aired, I accidentally said that you guys had the L.A. Wildfire, which was a slip of the tongue. It's the Wildcats,
I guess.
I
like that name better than whatever it is.
If it's not the
that
LA Extremes,
cool.
I don't give a shit.
Extreme, Todd. It was singular. You can't pluralize extreme.
I have no comment.
Yeah, Todd.
And you were on my team earlier. Jesus, talk about
I'm
a fucking quick heel turn.
I said it. It's Big Show. Ozzy Big Show. I just can't get excited for it. But again, I'm not as big of a football guy. But I still
see
how it's going to last
more
than a year.
February.
The problem is that they're doing it in February, and I think that was the league that they just had earlier this year. It folded. It didn't even finish because it started in February. Like, the Super Bowl was supposed to be two of the best teams in the NFL, and then you're going to follow that up with people that could not make the NFL at all? Dude, like, you know what they should do? They need to move it to May because everybody in May it's already after the draft, right? The NFL draft, so everybody's anxious to find out how these new players are going to be.
You're hungry, yeah.
Hey, in the meantime, here you go. Here's an appetizer. Who has an appetizer after the main course?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I've seen Ozzy have a salad after the main course, so does that count?
Hey, you know what? That is fucking different. That is different. In France, they eat their salad after the main course to cleanse their palate for dessert.
Yeah, Tom.
But is that what they do in Mexico?
I'm not Mexican!
Okay.
God, this is why people turn heel on you, Todd. You've been thrown through a lot of barbershop windows in your life.
Because I tell the truth.
Keep happy.
Shut up!
I don't mind a salad after the main course. It's light, you know, makes sense.
And you know, fuck you. It's not like I had the like a main course and I was like, oh, excuse me, can I have a salad? We had the salad bar at Marie Callender's. It was
hot. Oh, wait.
Like, I had a salad before I ate.
The place that I wanted to go to last time, now that it's closed, that place?
Don't you shove that in my face.
Sorry, we won't let the facts get in the way. My bad.
Yeah. God damn it, Todd. Anyways, let's talk King of the Ring. Obviously, my inner child lit up when they announced it. I always enjoyed King of the Ring. It's always been weird to me that they haven't kept it as a tradition, considering, I mean, my God, the stars that came out of King of the Ring. Biggest
Mabel.
Of all time. I mean, Stone Cold. Oh, yes, Mabel. I didn't hate Mabel. I didn't like him winning the King of the Ring necessarily, but yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Tom.
Why didn't
Don't
you like
ridiculous.
Him winning the King of the Ring?
I shouldn't even say that. He just, I think he was actually a pretty solid big man. He just, you know, he's one of those guys when business was down, shouldn't have been, you know, the champion, which they were planning actually for him at one point, but not a bad wrestler. Kind of the Jeff Jarrett syndrome.
Did you not like Men on a Mission?
But they were live and in color.
Men on a Mission. Of course.
And was that a problem, Dan?
I love Men on a Mission. You didn't love Men on a Mission?
If you diss their mom, they bum rush your mother.
MOM.
I want to see little Ozzy in the crowd waving his arms side to side.
That didn't happen. That did not happen. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I got yelled at by Vader once on a card. Like, scared the shit out of me. Almost literally.
You should have been trying to touch his ball.
Fuck you, Todd.
Why did Vader yell at you? What did you do?
I thought I was really, well, I mean, again, I knew what was up at the time, sort of, but, you know, when you got a guy 2 inches from your face that looks like fucking Vader, I think I was, I did yell something a little inappropriate, because I rushed
Dan, you
up
did
to
what?
The front guardrail. What?
You did something inappropriate?
Yelled something inappropriate.
I know,
I
I'm shocked you would
him,
do such a thing.
I want to say I might have called him a cocksucker or something, and he literally, like, just turned around and got, and I, like, fucking nearly shit my pants.
How old were you?
I'm not even going to lie. I was pretty young. It was, like, literally, not that young, I guess, but literally right after he came to WWE. pretty much, yeah, I think he had just shown up, and it was the time when they were taping all those action zones back to back to back to back, so it was like a really long show. He wrestled HBK. He had just lost, and I love Vader, but HBK was my favorite back in the day. So yeah, I think I called him a fat cocksucker. That's what I yelled.
Mm.
And yeah, I did, and I probably nearly died. But yeah, there you go. You've never, well, Todd, I know you've been like punched before, so you know they've gone the full way with.
Sometimes,
as a kid, Todd, do you ever get scared by a wrestler?
No. But I suppose to.
No,
I don't know.
Never.
No.
What was your first show? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
It was at the LA Sports Arena. I don't remember anything about it. There was wrestling on the card.
Was it WWF?
Yeah, it
or...
was WWE. I can't remember.
Okay.
I went to like three or four at the LA Sports Arena, one in Anaheim, but eh. I remember Hulk Hogan was only on one of them. How do you come to LA and not put fucking Hulk Hogan on the card?
That's a good point.
That is weird. At that time, because
you didn't want to wrestle in Anaheim.
No. I think I actually think Anaheim's the one time he was on the card.
Maybe he had plane trouble.
Yeah.
I can still remember one of my first shows. Wasn't my first, but it was one of my first. First time I ever was actually in a ring. The main event was Tito Santana and Nasty Boy Brian Knobbs with Buddy Rose in Brian Knobbs' corner. And that was pretty fucking cool. You should always remember your first shows. I can vividly remember them. Ozzy, what was your first? Like, what was your first live wrestling experience?
It was at a house show when Bret Hart was champion. It was like 95.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure the main event was Bret Hart versus Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, nice.
And I remember, like, looking down, I was like, man, it almost seems like it's not really him. Like, because I'd watched Bret Hart since I was a kid. He was one of my favorites. And seeing him live for the first time, I was like, man, it almost is like this isn't real.
Yeah. No, it's magical.
I was super young.
Mm. Yeah, they probably had a pretty good match, too. Knowing that.
Did they also?
I always said.
I think I was too young to comprehend what a good match actually was. I was entertaining,
yeah,
to say the least. But I mean, like, Bret Hart is usually pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any shitty Bret Hart matches.
I will say this one thing. This is like before I was a kid, this is when I was like actually, you know, a teenager into wrestling. Not like Hulk Hogan bullshit. But I want to say it was leading up to WrestleMania 12. It might have been right after. Because I will distinctly remember this. Ozzy put Jim Cornette away. But it was, they had this summer bikini contest. And we had met Sunny earlier in the day at Tower Records. Of course, you know, we asked about what she was going to wear, and she told us. So that's a total side story to what I was going to say, but I just had to tell you they had a bikini contest. In the main event, it was Shawn Michaels and I believe Vader. And, no, it was Mick Foley, actually. Either way, it was one or the other. And it was funny because the girl in front of us was so excited because she ran up to the front row and Shawn Michaels high-fived her and she was crying. And it was, yeah, that was the first time I saw that reaction from someone.
Oh, I have some bad jokes I'm not even going to make. But
she was underage, Dan.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't make the joke. Never mind.
I mean, I didn't say she didn't become a rat. I'm just saying you can't make that joke then.
HBK was good live, man. I mean, like I said, even just that match with Vader that obviously wasn't airing on Action Zone, those two were just going at it. I mean, it was a good, good match. The tapings at that time were so unusual because you could tell when they were taping Action Zone, and then it's like you would get the – you know, like the big match that wasn't airing. Like I also saw Sid and Davey Boy Smith on that episode. God, I was actually at the tapings. They kind of made a deal out of this on TV for a little bit when Aldo Montoya, whatever happened with him,
Man
got
of
a
War,
win over Jerry Lawler,
the
Portuguese Man of War.
Yes. That's all his favorite. They're from the same country.
God damn
it. It was
God.
Just incredible.
Yes.
Todd, that's fucked up.
He liked his country,
that's
man.
That's fucked up. WWE just signed somebody, Chile.
Sure, they're not
Aussie.
Yeah,
it's not very close. It's not close.
They don't
Todd.
Even speak the same language.
They all speak the same language. Mexican.
Todd's showing his MAGA colors right now. He's got his hat on. That's fucked up, Todd. But yeah, no. You do. You always remember your first shows. But King of the Ring. So what do you guys think so far? Who do you think is going to win it? And who do you want to win it? Ozzy.
Yeah, go Ozzy.
Well, when I initially saw the bracket, I thought, like, man, this would be a cool opportunity to have Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in the finals. That would be such a kick-ass match, right, because of their history. But then
yeah.
I thought more on it. I was like, well, that probably won't happen because it would be too good, right? But considering how the feud's going with the whole Shane and Drew McIntyre
yeah.
and Shane, I can imagine Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre in the finals. And then I reanalyzed it again. I was like, you know what? It's probably just going to be fucking Ricochet because they're trying to make him look like Superman. So, whatever. I don't care.
You think Ricochet, though, because the King of the Ring, for me, always works better when it's a heel. I mean, I don't think everybody has to do the King gimmick necessarily, but traditionally it does work a little bit better with it being a heel.
Okay, well, then if that's the case, I would pick McIntyre. I think he would be the best one
yes.
to win it.
That's my pick too. He needs something.
I'll let you guys have your delusion for a little bit before we get the
fucking Todd. What do you think?
Before the triumphant debut of King Corbin.
Oh God. I
think they might do it.
In my
I'm
brain
convinced.
Said that.
What?
We should make a bet of sorts.
I would. I don't want it to happen, but King Corbin does sound like something. I mean, that sounds like we just read Vince's head. There's a lot of people in this tournament right now that could really benefit from winning this because there's just a lot of guys right now that's just like they're stuck in this loophole of just the time warp of just trading wins back and forth. I think McIntyre makes the most sense. I don't think anybody dislikes McIntyre. He just needs something big to cement himself
yep.
into the main event scene. But I could see them in Vince's head. He's probably thinking the same thing. Corbin's been off TV for, a month and a half?
Too long.
In his head. And I think he would
not
do the
long
King
enough.
Gimmick. Yeah, not long enough, but
agree to disagree, gentlemen.
I can see him walking around in the King gear, and I don't think it should happen. I think it's kind of a waste because
I think that's the problem.
Go on
you all
becomes,
see it. You all see it happening.
We do see it happen. I'm not saying they won't do it because I think he might actually be the favorite, but. There's just so much. I mean, I knew Owens wasn't going to win because he was already in a program. Joe, I don't think is going to win only because, I mean, he could benefit from it too because he's taken a lot of losses lately, but I feel like he might be kind of turning face. I don't know if they're going to keep him involved in the Roman stuff or not, but yeah, all signs kind of point to Corbin or Drew. So hopefully they make the right decision. I don't know. I guess Elias is possible too, though. I could possibly see them doing that. But
King Elias, the king.
I don't think he needs it. Yeah.
And he says he's a better king than Elvis.
Yeah, I can see that totally happening. I'd prefer King Corbin.
But I like tournaments. I'm glad they had it.
I know.
I know. Yeah. King Zane actually wouldn't have been bad either. He's got that kind of obnoxious heel persona that he'd make the king shit work.
Not that Zane.
What?
Right.
I was making a UEW joke. I told Ozzy not that Zane. He's already an award-winning broadcaster.
Can we not?
Don't make him turn heel on you again, Todd.
He already did.
Can't keep doing it. Who was your guy? Who was your favorite? I almost feel like we have
Macho
to take
King.
Austin out of it. Your favorite King of the Ring?
Well, technically, Macho Man, was he really a King of the Ring? No, he beat King Harley Race.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that counts.
Can I just do my favorite King? My favorite King of the Ring, if you got rid of him, I can't even think of many of them. Owen Hart?
Yes.
Like, I don't remember any of the Attitude Era ones.
You don't remember Bad News Barrett? King Barrett?
Well, I said
Attitude
Era.
I'm pretty sure it went Triple H, Ken Shamrock, Billy Gunn, Kurt Angle, Edge, and then Brock.
Well, Brock's out of the Attitude Era, so.
But that was like, 2002 was like the tail end, I think, of the Attitude Era, as you can maybe argue.
I think that's aggressive, ruthless aggression, but whatever. Doesn't matter,
okay, well,
but I get your point.
Whatever, but still, Ken Shamrock, Billy Gunn, Kurt Angle, Edge.
Yeah.
And then Christian walked around with the trophy for a long time.
Yes, I remember that. Billy Gunn was a little disappointing because after he won that, I'm like, okay, they're going to finally put the belt on him, but it never happened.
Thank God.
You don't think
was that
under different circumstances?
Or after he had the match with Triple H on Raw? Because he had a match with Triple H on Raw that was for the title. And at the time, my sister was watching too, and we legit thought that he was going to win. Like, there were so many close finishes there. We thought that he was legit going to win. And I'm pretty sure it was after the King of the Ring.
It might have been. Yeah, I just remembered, like, back then it just seemed like, okay, that was your stepping stone. That's why I hope whoever they do, you know, whoever goes over this year, really should be somebody they're eyeing to actually have a main event run. The last couple times, I feel like it was just to get somebody to do a King gimmick. And that's, I don't know, that's just kind of overdone to me. We've had King Booker. We've had King Barrett. I'm just
King
not
Booker
interested
was,
in seeing somebody.
I was going to say, King Booker was the last great King.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you had Regal, but Regal's so good, he doesn't need to.
Yeah, he didn't need
to do it.
King Booker was a total character change. What?
You remember who Regal beat in the final?
I do not.
CM Punk. I'm surprised you forgot that. I was a little almost surprised. It's like, wow, they're going to push Regal. I think Regal actually was at that point where he might have had like a JBL style title run on SmackDown, but I think he had that last wellness violation that just killed it for him. I really feel like they were maybe toying with that after he had won his King of the Ring tournament, and they just, I don't know, didn't pull the trigger. But would have been interesting. I think Drew's probably the best choice. I'm struggling to remember who else was in it. Ricochet, Cedric Alexander. I know some people think Ricochet because I know he was kind of had the King Ricochet gimmick on the indies, but Again, I think it just should be a heel, but we'll see. It's possible. All right. Todd, do we have a break song?
Screw it. Yeah, we do.
That's
it's not going to make a lick of sense.
Oh,
it's going to piss Ozzy off, but we will be back in 3.5 minutes.
Sweet, sweet.
God damn it!
And we are back. Thank you, Ozzy, for such a great tune.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
How often are we going to hear that when we go to the premiere? We're seeing the new Jay and Silent Bob. Double feature.
Oh, my God, Ozzy. Can you wait to go with us to see that movie?
Todd, can we dress up as Jay and Silent Bob?
Neither of them wear your stupid hat.
I think
hat.
We can only. More be like two Silent Bobs. I don't think any of us can pull off Jay. We need to find a Jay. I'll do it.
I know who Ozzy's dressing up as. Did Ozzy hang up on us? Did we already get him to?
No, I'm here.
He may have.
Jesus.
He's suppressing his rage.
It's after 9 o'clock.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Bam.
There we go. Yeah, oh, man, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. I just hope it's good. I think it will be, but I've fingers crossed. Kevin Smith back to his roots tends to be pretty good. I just hope he doesn't pull a Jersey Girl on us, but we will see. Yes, Todd, I know you like Jersey Girl.
You could have said Tusk.
Favorite.
Yeah, you know the movie's garbage.
With Tusk. But you know what?
For the record,
it had its moments.
Red State.
I did like Red State.
I did. My biggest issue with Red State was it wasn't exactly what I expected. And once you get over that, it's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
so back to wrestling.
Yeah, back to wrestling. We should do a View Askew podcast special.
Oh, it's so happening.
Maybe we'll do.
With Ozzy
It'll
V.
Happen.
As the host.
Maybe when we're down there.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. It could be after we see the movie. We'll do a live review.
There you go. Yeah, we'll have a bunch of shows down there. All right. So
Ozzy's down, so let's move on.
Oh, this is one I really want to get your guys' opinion on. All right. So we do have some AEW news. Hot new signing. Young kid just coming up in the game. Tony Schiavone. Has signed with AEW.
Nicely done.
Now, I hate to almost laugh because I think he was, you know, good commentator in his era. But isn't that just reminding people at WCW something that they really don't want to be doing?
I don't know. I think for people, it's going to make people happy, the idea of Schiavone and JR.
I mean, if he's replacing that other guy, that would...
How else are they going to hype up this is the greatest... How else are they going to hype up that this is the greatest night in wrestling history every week?
Yes. Have you seen the compilation videos of that?
I have not, but now I must.
I know there was one, if I can find it, I'll send it to you. But, yeah, it was like how many times he said that. And it was like, I don't know, it had to be like 100 different nitros, some thunders thrown in.
A pay-per-view, all of them.
He's not a bad commentator. Yeah.
I like him better in WWE than in I liked him better in WWE than I did in WCW. Sorry, my brain was stalling.
For the cup of coffee that he was in WWE?
Yeah, he didn't annoy me as much then.
It's hard. Nostalgia and everything. It is going to be surreal that we have another wrestling war and you have Schiavone commentating with JR. That is just, I'm kind of excited for it, even though I don't think it's a good idea. They got to bring Tanay in now, though. Tanay and Zabisco.
No. I'm all in on Tanay, but.
No Larry? It's a living legend,
no.
Todd.
Yeah, well, might as well just bring in Mongo too and have it a shit fest.
I shudder to think what Mongo looks like now. I feel like he's probably like, yeah, gone to shit. I think he'll be good. Like I said, their commentary has been shit. I mean, absolute, utter garbage. That Marvez guy, if Shivani's replacing him, I am all for it. Again, I feel like they should more focus just on creating their own guys in that role. I mean, right now, really, when you look at WWE, I mean, Vic Joseph, no issue with him. You know, the commentators, you know, Nigel McGuinness, I think, is really good. I don't think you necessarily need a name at the table, but, you know, that's the route they went. Which is also ironic because Tully Blanchard is actually a part of their pay-per-view, so maybe they are really looking at bringing in the WCW, NWA fanboys. But, you know, hey, it is going to be surreal seeing him again, and I know that first week where they go head-to-head, we'll probably each week do kind of a scorecard. I don't know how long we should keep track, maybe an entire year. It'd be kind of good to see, like, at the end of the year who we officially think has the better product. But yeah, no. Shivani, I'm fine with it. I just don't know. Just the image issue. Ozzy, if you were to bring somebody back from the past, who would be your pick for commentary?
Well, you know, who would be really good would be Jesse the Body Ventura. He'd bring in a realistic aspect to the in-ring action.
That would be really funny, actually. Maybe
who are we talking about?
NXT. Jesse Ventura.
Oh.
Did I
miss his impression?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Thank God.
Don't fuck yourself.
The Body, Todd.
I know who he is.
You wouldn't pop for that? Can you imagine if they put him, like, on NXT? With Nigel?
That would be pretty cool.
That actually would be Mauro and the Body. That would actually be an interesting combo. I just want to see him just completely, like, no-sell a match and start talking about, like, conspiracy theories. Just got, like, Adam Cole in there having a 5-star banger with Gargano, and he's sitting there talking about Bush.
Well, you
9/11.
I gotta tell you that Adam Cole, Gargano are having a good match, but our own government's involvement in 9/11 can't be ignored.
I just want to see them come out and try and, like, take him away. The network execs. Oh, that would be awesome. So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was very funny, very ironic. Yeah, I think we'll see more of that. Cody seems to be wanting to mine that WCW and NWA era. All right, so we did have a couple questions, one of which I thought was pretty interesting in our What If segment. Somebody asked, what if Andy Kaufman had come to WWF instead of Memphis, and who should he have feuded with? That is interesting.
Cyndi Lauper.
there. Yes. Can you imagine the bank that would have made if Andy Kaufman wrestled Cyndi Lauper at WrestleMania?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Oh, So I'm trying to think the time frame here. I'm just going to say any 80s star. He didn't necessarily have to come in at the exact same time. You got to say Piper, though. Kaufman would have been so cool.
Yeah, but they're both heels. They would have been a stable.
Yeah, I know. I am kind of going against the timeline there. But a little later, it could have possibly have worked. Do you think the impact – how do you think the impact would have done on the grander stage? I mean, do you think it would have had the same –
I don't.
Sort of iconic. You don't?
No. I don't know how they would have felt about intergender matches in the WWE back then.
That is a good point. I think if Vince, though, had access to a big celebrity, I think they might have done it.
They might have, but then you argue, was Andy Kaufman a big celebrity?
Taxi? Coffee is a pretty big celebrity, dude.
See, here's where we always disagree on. He was on, yes, he was, but he was like a secondary character. It wasn't like he was fucking Judd Hirsch.
Yeah, but he was somebody that, I mean, again, different circumstances, I think, would have blown up and had a pretty huge career. Kaufman was a genius. I don't have a lot of wrestling figures, but I do have the Kaufman one. I just, that whole thing was just really, really cool.
I'm shocked you don't have a lot of wrestling figures.
Not really. I have, the ones I have are signed.
He's only like, 68. Plus the ones I don't count.
Maybe I might have a couple dozen. I really don't. I don't have. You've seen. Well, you haven't been here, but my horror stuff, it's just too much. I can't, like, go nuts with wrestling stuff. But I have a few cool things. I have a Hogan figure signed, Flair figure signed.
What UEW.
You know, stuff like
I know you have some UEW things in there. I know one in particular.
What UEW
come on.
Merch?
Well, not necessarily merch,
but of course,
but
I have my signed Ozzy V vest, of course.
Thank you.
I have that hanging up. See, you guys got to come to the shows. There's only maybe a dozen or so of those signed.
I don't even think there's that many. I think there's like three. And Caesar the Hoarder has at least one of them.
Yeah, I know Caesar got one. There's a few others that got it signed. I remember Ozzy signing some autographs. It's probably on eBay right now. Least $5,000 minimum collector's item. That's what Virgil told me my figure was going to be worth, that he signed without my permission. He's like, in a few years, I'll still never forget this quote, few years, $5,000 or $10,000 easy, kid, on eBay. And I just, literal, word for word, that is a quote. Son of a bitch, Virgil.
You got worked by Virgil. That is hilarious to me.
I did, and when I discovered Lonely Virgil, I felt better. I was like, he's worked a lot of people. I wish I was brave enough to just say, fuck you, I didn't ask you to sign that. He signed on the plastic. He could have wiped it off. He could have done that with the wet rag. Yeah, I don't know. He and Piper would have had magic together. I can't come up with somebody better. I don't think it would have worked having him thrown around by Hogan or anything like that. If it had happened later. I don't know. I think Piper would have been the one. I don't know. We did have another question that I thought was interesting. What if WWE had access to the major WCW names that didn't come into play until after the invasion angle essentially concluded? And would they have had a chance of making a real run under the WWE banner? These names, obviously would be, well, Goldberg, Sting, Mysterio, Bischoff, Flair. I'm trying to think who else they didn't have right at that point. Nash, Hall. If they had basically had all the players, would history have been any different? I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Ozzy, what do you think? Could they have actually have made WCW work if they had access to all that talent straight off the bat?
Good question.
Well, while you're thinking,
it would have
okay.
lived for a little bit.
Yeah, I think he still would have wanted to kill it. I think Vince had a win again on his program.
Yeah, but if it had just become its own separate thing, I mean, to me, if they did have a Sting to me is actually maybe one of the keys. Because I think he could have shown up. He would have been hot immediately. He's somebody that had dream matches lined up that he could still make good on. I feel like it definitely would have gone on longer. I think it would have had more of a better payoff because the invasion angle really was horribly handled. It's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, missed opportunity. I don't know whether WCW would have worked and, you know, been a separate brand that we might be seeing today, but I definitely think it would have gone a lot longer. Because, again, at that point, if you had done Undertaker Sting, that is an easy WrestleMania main event. You know, you could have had not too long later Sting HBK, again, another classic WrestleMania main event. I think it would have been on par with possibly the Undertaker matches that he had at Mania, or at least close. And again, say what you will about Goldberg, but if they had him immediately after, I think there was a lot of momentum. There was a lot of big money matches, so I guess that's my thing. I don't know that they would have let WCW – I don't think it would have been different enough, I guess, is the problem. But, God, I think it would have gone a while. I think it would have been a thing for at least a few years because that's just a lot of big names. Unfortunately, we had Booker T, DDP, and then a lot of undercard guys at the time, so it just didn't work.
Booker T managed to get over, though, at least.
He did, yeah. I'm just saying it wasn't enough. You know what I mean? It just wasn't enough. I mean, they didn't even have Scott Steiner. You really forget, like, they really didn't have a lot. I think Eric Bischoff is the figurehead right off the bat also. Because, I mean, everybody showed up, but it was too little too late. And it was just a shame they didn't have him right off the bat. I think there's a lot of classic matches we were deprived of, especially Sting. That's the big one. That's although I know Pugs thinks that we might get an Undertaker Sting face to face at the first Fox.
Well, he's hoping there's a difference.
He's hoping, but they're both there. You know what I mean?
That is true.
And I would not be surprised at all if they did Taker Sting at the terrorist show. I really wouldn't. It would not shock me. I could absolutely see that happening. But, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't think it would have lasted forever, but, God, so much cool shit. All right, a few things left on Raw and SmackDown. What did you guys think this week in general? Todd, are you not sold on Buddy Murphy? That was an awesome match with Daniel Bryan. Star-making match.
I guess Dan doesn't like to listen during pre-show. I did not watch SmackDown. So thanks for asking me first.
Oh, never mind. Well, I had to call you out anyways. Well, then you got to go and watch that match. Ozzy, what did you think? Daniel Bryan, Buddy Murphy, and Buddy Murphy, Roman Reigns, for that matter. Two great matches.
I've never been one that's against Buddy Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's one thing to have a good match against Daniel Bryan, because Daniel Bryan can do a lot of work. But having a good match with Roman as well, you know, it's a bonus. But, I mean, there's something just more about his, I don't know, I just don't care. You know, there's nothing about him that makes me want to care.
I think he's going to get there. I mean, he's not bad on the mic. His work is top-notch. I don't know. I believe in him. We'll see, but I do believe in him. It's not all good, though. I will say this this week, there were some things. The one thing that just pisses me off to no end is a random tag title win, which they've got to stop doing. It just kills momentum. Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman. There were so many better ways that they could have built to what I'm assuming is going to be the Clash of the Champions main event. I don't like a non-team capturing those belts. It just, I don't know. What did you think of that, Ozzy? Because that pissed me off.
Oh, no, I agree. It pissed me off completely. Just because when you have an established team and they lose to a pair of guys that have never teamed before, it's kind of just whatever. Like, I don't buy it.
Yeah, that's kind of always been the way it's been, though. When you get two top guys that decide, and they've done this a lot. This is going back 20-plus years.
What, you're telling me dudes with attitudes were not an awesome tag team? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm saying you shouldn't.
I don't think that's the same because
yeah, I know.
Diesel
I was just talking
and Sean had, like, okay, all right.
Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels, another great tag team? Is that better?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but they should have trouble. You could take your two top singles guys. And they should not be able to be that. It shouldn't be booked that way. Like, they are not as good of a team, and it shouldn't. It just shouldn't happen. I don't know. It just bugs me. And it.
I get it.
On top of OC, Good Brothers, right now, they really needed a real dominant run. I mean, I don't think those guys should be eating a lot of losses at all right now.
No, they should not.
And I don't know. I just thought they dropped the ball big time on that. It's just.
But here's the thing.
I see no.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're trying to tell a story. Will that story be good?
You're
going to
give them the benefit of the doubt.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't it weird? But they're trying to
totally
tell a story.
Weird.
Let's see if the story's any good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There better be some.
Some people overreact
Steven
when something
Spielberg
like that happens
shit.
And they don't know the whole story. I'm just saying. There you go.
Nobody just says anything, Kyle.
You know what's funny? I noticed Zayn says honestly a lot also.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? One time during commentary, I heard you react to it like it was me. Which made it even funnier to me.
I don't understand.
That's all right.
Okay.
Damn it, Todd.
Did I confuse Ozzy?
Yeah, I don't know, Todd. I don't know what the hell they're going to do to make this worthwhile for me. Two singles guys should not be able, even though it happens all the time, should not be able to beat an established team like that. Just shouldn't happen. It devalues the division. It's like, oh, okay, well, any two big guys can come in and just take them anytime they want to.
So you didn't pop when Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold won the belts?
I'll be honest, even at that time, you know, being younger, it still kind of bothered me. It's just like, whoa, they're not a team. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't
Dan
happen
had
as often as it happened.
I'll give you that. Dan had a slide roller out. He was yelling at the TV.
What's your opinion on the British Bulldog and Owen Hart?
Huh?
Your opinion on British Bulldog and Owen Hart.
Well, I don't know.
They made a good team, and you had Cornette managing them, so it kind of worked.
Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about Owen Hart and Yokozuna.
I love that team. Both of them.
Which one? Both?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, again, the biggest issue is just immediately. Now, if they want to put two guys together and have a bit of a build, that's a little different. But just, first time teaming up, and now we're going to just, take the belts off these guys like they're nothing. That's a little different. Plus, there is a family connection between Owen and Bulldog. So,
see, it just works when it's team you
kinda,
like. Don't do that, Dan.
I don't know. I'm just saying, Todd.
No one just says anything, Dan. There you go.
It's true.
It's not fun. Fuck you, Todd. That was my other complaint. And this is weird because other people seem to think this was really cool and funny. What were your thoughts on, Todd, I know you didn't see SmackDown, but I'm sure you heard of it. Heard about what happened.
No.
What do you think about this fake Rowan reveal? Because I thought it was stupid, but people actually seem to like it.
What? It was so just. Why? What the fuck? Because when he took the bag out, or they revealed him, he's all like breathing with intensity. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even intrigued to care. Like,
it's so obvious to me. Like, number one, I don't think it should have been Daniel Bryan. I mean, obviously that's who it is now, so it's just much ado about nothing. But yeah, to me, it's just like, if you're going to do a whodunit, surprise us. Have it be somebody you're not expecting. And you can still tie in Daniel Bryan and have that feud with Roman. You can still do that. Have him blame him. That's all you need to do. But it should be a surprise who is trying to take him out. Now I just feel like they've strung us along for just a goofy joke that means nothing. But I will say I seem to be in the minority because I've heard from several people who seem to think it was really funny. I don't know. Not my type of humor, I guess. Went right over my head, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I haven't heard if that guy was a worker or not. I don't know if we're going to have a fake Rowan match. Probably we will.
Was BBW Page with him?
Is he cheating on fake Luke Harper now, Todd?
There you go.
We need fake Harper versus fake Rowan. Yeah, that's about all I have to say really about TV. Other than that, of course, the King of the Ring tournament. But yeah, I don't know. Those couple things bothered me. So what do we have going on with UEW right now, gentlemen?
Well, we just finished Assault on 59th Street a couple weeks ago. If anybody who's listening hasn't seen tonight's episode of UITV, we showed the UITV title match that occurred at Assault on 59th Street between Guy Kuhl and Daniel Moon. Daniel Moon earning the number one contender spot for the UITV title earlier in the night. And last week on UITV, we showed that match between Daniel Moon and Snipes, so you can go back and watch that. Of course, all UEW events are available on Vimeo On Demand. And if you have not already, secure your tickets for September 14th in Sun Valley for when UEW returns to the VFW Post 100404 Passage to Pain. Definitely something you're going to want to be there for.
I hear a slew of matches will be announced tomorrow. Anything you hear about this, Ozzy?
I am not at liberty to say at this moment. What I can say, though, is that it is well worth the price of admission.
Okay. Well, now I can't find the button I'm looking for.
Unless there are some rumors.
Well, I'm trying to find the...
Are there rumors that... Are you asking me about rumors?
Well, I'm trying to find a damn...
Because I can't spread anything.
All right. Well, I was trying to find this.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, I'm just checking if you had any hot news.
Okay. I have to drop this as being unconfirmed.
Okay.
But I have heard some rumbling that another number one contender match will be announced tomorrow.
Ooh.
It may or may not involve someone who's a former UEW Tag Team Champion.
Ooh.
Someone who wears a mask.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to check UEW tomorrow. I have a couple ideas who it could be.
Okay.
There's a few people. I was going to say.
I don't want to jump the gun.
Is it the return of Zero?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Ah, God damn it, Ozzy.
Todd, just come on. Announce you're returning.
As
Tool.
I knew that was coming.
Come on, Todd.
I was not Tool.
Come on, Todd. Yes, you were, Todd.
I was Malice. Get it right. No.
Come on. You're going to jump the rail. You're going to choke slam Jimmy. But it's going to happen. That's what you're
doing.
He knows,
well,
too. He's going to take you out. Been a long time since you've laced the boot, Tool.
Okay. I don't even know what to say. Ozzy, do you know what to say?
I've said all I need to say.
Todd,
okay.
I spoiled such a big, big moment for him, but Jimmy's got to know what's coming his way. Tool's a pretty imposing dude.
I believe it was a UITV. I believe it was a UITV number one contender match.
Oh, that's what you've been hearing?
Isn't that what you said?
That is what I said.
Okay. Do I got to pay attention to you all the time there, Ozzy?
I repeat,
yeah,
you suck.
Should.
Why would I want to do that?
So, yes. All I have to plug is fleshwoundfeatures.com, where you can get your UEW merch and tickets, as well as the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. I always appreciate your business. What else do we have? Definitely go see Passage to Pain if you're in the California area or fly in. The last show was amazing. You guys should definitely get the Blu-ray. I think it was one of the best UEW shows I've seen in a very long time.
I agree.
And definitely watch UITV. Guy Cool's been killing it lately. I've been really enjoying his work, and that's a great match, of course, on there for the TV title. And what else do we have? We will be back next week with Flesh Wound Radio, and I think Pugs is going to be on again, so we get him 2 weeks in a row. That's all I've got.
Did we say this earlier, or was it off air? We're going to do a special Squared Circle Society review next week on Flesh Wound Radio.
Yes.
For
Peanut Butter Falcon. Yes, wrestling movie. I just, literally 2 hours before we started the show, I got back from that. And I'm not going to spoil anything because Todd yells at me, but I will just say I really, really liked it. Todd, I know you're seeing it.
Damn it,
now
you told me you liked
it. Well, come on, Todd. That's not a spoiler. No, you'll hate it, Todd.
You'll be happy to hear I yelled at Dan yesterday for doing what you asked me a question for. He did it again. Because Ozzy was the one who asked me about spoilers. Does it count? You remember that, Ozzy?
It was trending on Reddit.
Does
saying a movie have a major twist essentially spoil the movie?
I guess it can, in fairness. It depends. I don't think saying you liked or disliked something is a spoiler, though.
But to me, it is, cause especially we have such similar tastes. And I specifically say I want to go in with no reviews, no opinions.
Well,
so what
right.
if somebody told you it was a shitty twist? I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, because that's what I think that's what was it? What was it that I yelled at you for? Dan's not going to remember. Why am I even asking him? Oh, I remember what it was. It was the end of Raw, and he said something about it being a screwy finish or something. And I was like,
I didn't say screwy finish. That's what you said.
No, you said it, and then it's not exactly. You said, well, that's not what I meant, but you said
it.
It
wasn't a screwy finish. Yeah, it wasn't a screwy finish. It was a shitty finish.
No, but you said you hated the ending or the ending sucked or something like that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said that. I did say that.
No, but see, here's the thing that pissed me off. Which I do when I don't watch wrestling, I went and I muted the group that we always chat in wrestling about, and then he did it in the other group that me and Pugs and Dan are in that we don't talk about wrestling, and he came in there and bitched about the ending. That's what pissed me off.
That was a mistake. It's hard to keep track. I apologize, Todd.
I don't accept it.
It was just a shitty. Don't get thrown through that barbershop window again, Todd.
I'm gonna put you on restriction.
Restriction? That's fucked
yep.
up, Todd.
I know.
I should. All right. Well,
I had
on that
buddy
note,
in junior high who was never grounded. He was always on restriction.
What's the difference?
Not grounded, on restriction. That's what I asked. I was like, why do you call it on restriction? It's what my parents called
well,
it.
That sounds,
but you know, it's just like
sounds,
you're grounded.
Sounds like you can go out, but only certain places kind of deal. Not really grounded. Like you just
so
can't go
like
into
Dan
the arcade.
How Dan can't go near parks and schools and stuff.
Right.
That's fucked up, Todd. Tool. I don't think they'd let Tool near a goddamn park. Gimp mask and all. Yeah. Todd, I'm going to be disappointed if you're not in Tool gear for Hellbound.
Disappointment. You'll get used to that.
God damn it. Well, on that note, that's all I have. It's been a pleasure as always. And, yeah. We'll be back, I guess, just in time to cover the next takeover. And I don't know. I feel like there's something else going on. But, takeover and the AEW pay-per-view, I think, the next show we'll have. So be sure to tune in to that. That'll be a busy wrestling day.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we should go ahead and call it night.
End on the pyro.
And on the pyro. He called you out. I'm sorry, Dan. I wouldn't have done that. Or Ozzy, I wouldn't have done that.
You fucked up. You fucked up.
Good night.